You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up from the sacred to the silly, we look at the relationship we have with the voice in our head.
First, the University of Wisconsin-Madison is no longer among the top five research institutions in the country.
For the first time since the 1970s, Wisconsin's top research university has dropped below fifth place in the National Science Foundation's ranking of research institutions.
UW officials attribute the drop to steep cuts in state funding for the university, which they say have led to an exodus of top research faculty, in many cases taking their research dollars with them.
With us now is Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So how far has this rating dropped, Nico?
So UW-Madison's position on the National Science Foundation ranking was as high as number three back in 2012, so that in the 2015 ranking, they are now number six. They've fallen out of the top five behind universities at California, San Francisco, UC San Diego, University of Michigan, University of Washington, and Johns Hopkins in their spending on research.
It's not a huge plummet, but how big a deal are these rankings in university world?
Well, yeah, there's a million different rankings, right? And they all sort of tell you different things, but the NSF ranking really does speak to how much is your institution spending on research. What are you doing in terms of research? And for a lot of folks who are backers of the university, they see this declining ranking as a sign that that something is seriously wrong. That the university is, as UW officials have sought to put it, really sort of trending in the wrong direction. UW's research spending since peaking in 2012 has been down by about $100 million in that time, whereas some of the other universities I've mentioned, in fact, all of them, that spending has been trending up in the same time.
Yeah, let's look at those spending trends. First of all, state funding, how big a part of the research funding comes from the state?
So, state funding is not does not make up a tremendous section of your research spending. Research spending is primarily going to be coming from the federal government. So it's not like there's this one versus one matter of, you know, you take money out of state funding, that means they're spending less on research. However, what university officials point out is that state funding essentially affects the context for that federal research money to flow, as it were, because it can affect things like the obvious one, which is, you know, whether or not people are staying at your university, and according to UW officials, also affects what they call the kind of infrastructure that surrounds the research, things like IT systems and that sort of thing. But the bigger issue that they've been raising is that the cuts to state funding and some of the other issues that have affected morale among professors around the state are basically leading people to want to seek work and seek universities elsewhere, which they say is leading to people essentially saying, well, I've got, you know, X million dollars worth of grant funding from, you know, wherever it might be to do my work. I'm going to take that to another university somewhere else.
And Nico, you mentioned other issues affecting morale. Are people citing changes to tenure in particular?
That's certainly been one of the things that we've seen professors talk about, and that's been something that UW officials think is one of the reasons why they've seen more efforts to recruit away their faculty. So a few months ago, we were talking about how essentially the number of outside offers for UW faculty has risen sharply in the most recent school year. That was something that UW officials attributed to other universities kind of saying, Wisconsin is vulnerable, a lot of their professors might be unhappy, and now there were sort of, over the past year, a lot more efforts to recruit away those professors.
Talking to Nico Savage from the Wisconsin State Journal about a drop in rankings for UW-Madison among research institutions and how much money is spent on research. Nico, you heard or you mentioned what UW officials were saying, UW-Madison officials, about state support, changes to state law. What have you heard from state officials in response?
So Governor Scott Walker has sort of sought to downplay the falling ranking. Spokesman told me that UW-Madison remains a research powerhouse, as he put it. Also cited a different ranking, this one from U.S. News and World Report, which ranked UW-Madison 10th among public institutions this year after it ranked at 11th the previous year, so that's a ranking in which UW-Madison is rising. And the governor says, as we go into this next budget, that he is planning on putting more money into the UW system. He says he'll be including in his budget proposal new funding that will be tied to performance and certain metrics that have not yet been specified, that we're still waiting to kind of find out the details about. But if you're UW, the encouraging news is that right now the talk is not about cuts, it's about new funding, but obviously a lot of questions as far as how much that funding is going to be and what it's going to be based on.
In the research world, are people a little leery of UW-Madison now looking at changes that have happened here, and either people who are here now saying, maybe I'm open to taking my research funding and going elsewhere, people elsewhere being less prone to come here? Is there a sense of that?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's sort of hard to it's hard to exactly quantify, right? Because if you're a professor and you're looking at going somewhere else, are you leaving because of the climate in Wisconsin, or are you leaving because maybe there's a better salary offer, there's more research resources, basically staff funding that's being offered to you from that other institution? If you're someone who decides not to come to UW, are you considering another job offer somewhere that's making a more appealing offer? However, we have heard from some professors, and again, we still don't really know what the sense is among the majority of professors who've left, but I've heard from professors who said, I've been offered more money before, and even one who told me that, I was offered a matching counteroffer from UW-Madison where they said, I'll pay you the same amount of money, and she decided that she didn't want to stay at UW-Madison. So it's sort of hard to tell, but certainly we have seen in several kind of anecdotal cases that has happened.
For people outside of this debate directly, people who aren't policymakers, aren't involved with the university, what is at stake for Wisconsin to have this high-profile research university? Are we hearing the case being made from UW-Madison that, hey, this benefits people when we have this high research funding? It hurts the state if we lose it?
Certainly, that's been a big piece of their message. I mean, it's not too often you see a university put out a press release about the fact that it's falling in a ranking, right? You expect them to do that when they're doing better, not when they're doing worse. But what UW is trying to make the case of right now is that the having a well-funded public higher education system is something that's good for everybody in the state. UW officials cite statistics about sort of the return on investment and the economic activity that's generated by the UW system. They're really trying to drive home that UW affects people's lives in a positive way. We're seeing that with a new ad campaign that UW-Madison has, and that's certainly going to be a big piece of their lobbying as we get into the budget debate over the next few months.
And I'm sure we'll talk to you about that when the time comes. Nico,
definitely.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal.